Dear students, this is the class about the selection and use of different nations and teaching methods. After going through this lesson, you are expected to know how to select the various actions and teaching methods and how to effectively use them. The course is outlined as individual contact, group contact and mass contact methods of actions and teaching, then differences between result demonstration and method demonstration, selection and use of different actions and teaching methods, then the selection of methods, combination and using the methods in proper sequence, then factors influencing selection of audiovisual aids. Farm and home visit. It is direct contact by the extension worker with the farmer or the members of his family at his home or on his farm for a specific purpose. This is used to discuss problems of individuals or villagers, to find out problems which he is not aware, to teach skills, to obtain or give information, to gain confidence of the farmers. Example is cattle shed improvement. Farmer's call or office call. This is also another individual contact method. It is a call made by a farmer and the extension worker at his office for obtaining information or getting assistance or for developing acquaintance with him. To promote close contact with the farmer, to build up interest of individuals, to discuss problems in greater details, to arrange supplies and services, to bring about contact between farmers and other agencies. These are all the consultations done under this method. Example is starting a poultry farm, construction of cattle sheds, etc. The next individual contact method is the personal letters. It is a personal and individual letter written by the extension worker to a farmer in connection with the extension work. The purpose is to answer queries, to seek the farmer's cooperation. Example, to inform about the vaccination time and date. Result demonstration. It is a method of teaching designed to show the value or worth of the improved practice employed in the field. The best type of demonstration is the comparison of two situations in which one differ in one variable. The possible difference in the results can easily be attributed to the effect of one variable. It results a substantial period of time in conducting the result demonstration. Example of result demonstration is balanced cattle feed. For what purpose we conduct result demonstration? To show the utility and feasibility and worth, to establish the convenience on the part of the farmer, and to that are locally applicable and profitable. Principles underlying this method. What is farmer himself does and see he will do it. What is used for one person will have general application to others. Milk yield of a cow, 50 liters per day. Castration of scrub bull, better cattle feed, etc. Now let us see the various group contact methods. Method demonstration first. What purpose we are doing the method demonstration? To acquire a skill or to improve an old skill, to do more efficiently a given task, to give confidence, to save time, labor and annoyances. Example is how to dress the wound, how to drench the medicine and how to administer medicine. Next is general meetings. It includes all kinds of meetings held by extension workers. The number of participants may vary from few to hundreds. Lecture. It is extensively used to present authoritative or technical information to develop background and appreciation and to integrate ideas. It is a one-way communication. The range of subjects that can be covered by this method is unlimited, but the speaker at a given meeting presents a specific topic to a particular audience. Now let us see the debate. The common pattern is to have two teams, one representing the affirmative and the other the negative side of the question. Usually, there are two speakers for each side. Each speaker is allowed a definite amount of time to make his speech. In this case, there is two-way communication. Symposium. This is a short series of lecture, usually by 2 to 5 speakers. Each one speaks for a definite amount of time and presents a different phase or subdivision of general topic. Advantage of symposium over lecture is that two or more experts present different phases of the topic. Forum. It is a discussion period that may follow either lecture, symposium or panel. It consists of question period in which the members of the audience may ask questions or make brief statement. Bus session. When there is limited time for discussion, the large group may be divided into smaller units for short period. This is called bus session or buddle system or Phillips 66. After the discussion, the secretaries of each small group will report the findings or questions to the entire audience when they are reassembled. Brainstorming. It is a type of small group of interaction designed to encourage the free introduction of idea on an unrestricted basis and without any limitations or feasibility. At a later period, all the contributions will be sorted out and evaluated. Seminar. First discussion leader introduces the topic to be discussed. Members of the audience discuss the subject to which ready answers are not available. It may have two or more plenary sessions. Workshop. It is essentially a long meeting from one day to several weeks. There must be planning session where all are involved in the beginning. There must be considerable time for work sessions. There must be summarizing and evaluation session at the close. As the name implies, it must produce something in the end, a report, a publication, a visual, or any other material objects. Conference. It is pooling of experience and opinion among a group of people who have special qualification in an area. Institute. Consists of a series of meetings and lectures. They are a source of new information and new ideas. Group discussion. It is a discussion between two or more persons recognizing a common problem, exchange and evaluate information and ideas in an effort to solve the problem. Discussion usually occurs in a face-to-face or co-acting situation. The purpose is to analyze and solve problems, to exchange information, to motivate, to plan a program or action, to elect or select a person, to arouse people's interest for new methods. Local or voluntary leaders. This method is the use of leader follow a pattern existent in any community. Local leadership is utilized to reach large number of farmers. The purpose is to put across new ideas with least resistance and to carry information without extension worker. Field trips. It is a method in which a group of interested farmers, accompanied and guided by an extension worker, goes on tour to see and gain first-hand knowledge on improved practices in their natural settings. The purpose is to stimulate interest, conviction and action, to impress the group about feasibility and utility, to induce the healthy competition. Now let us see the mass contact methods. In addition to the personal contact methods and the face-to-face group teaching methods, mass media enable extension workers to greatly increase their teaching efficiency. Now let us see the publications. The various publications are leaflet, pamphlet, bulletin, newspaper, etc. Leaflet is a single sheet of news or information. When folded, it is described as a folder. A leaf deals with specific information on a single topic. Pamphlet is a small book consisting of two or more sheets, stitched together and not bound. A pamphlet deals with number of relative topics. Bulletin is an official report of public news. It may deal with number of relative topics. Newspaper may be a daily or periodical with a news type or service type of information. Circular letter. It is a letter reproduced and sent to many people by the extension worker to publicize an extension activity or to give timely information on farm and home problems. News articles or news stories. News is any timely information that interests a number of persons. It is an accurate, unbiased account of the main facts of a current event that is of interest to the readers of the newspapers. Radio. It is a medium of mass communication, a tool for giving information and entertainment. Television. It is one of the important mass media for dissemination of information in rural areas. It has an unique advantage over other mass media because it provides words with pictures and sound effects like movies. Campaign. It is an intense teaching activity undertaken at an opportune moment for a brief period, focusing attention in a concerted manner on a particular problem with a view to stimulate the widest possible interest in a community, block or other larger geographical areas. Example, Amul Butter Campaign. Media Forums. Media forums are small organized groups of individuals who meet regularly to receive a mass media program and discuss its contents. The most media linked to the forum may be radio, as in India, Satcha Mandal, or Radiophonics, School of Latin America, or television, as in Italian Telescuola. It is a combination of mass media and interpersonal channels. Here the advantage of group psychology or group pressure is used to motivate the individual. This tabular column shows the difference between result demonstration and method demonstration. The purpose in result demonstration, it is to show locally the worth or value of a recommended practice. In method demonstration, it is to teach how to do a job involving skill. Result demonstration is conducted by farmer under the guidance of extension worker, whereas method demonstration is conducted by the extension worker himself or local leader specially trained for the purpose. The result demonstration is conducted for the benefit of the demonstrator as well as other farmer, whereas in method demonstration, it is person at the demonstration. Comparison is essential in result demonstration, not essential in method demonstration. Maintenance of records are very essential in result demonstration and not necessary in method demonstration. Substantial period is required for result demonstration, whereas relatively very little time is required for method demonstration. Result demonstration is costly and method demonstration is relatively cheap. Now let us see the selection and use of different extension teaching methods. In order to get most effective results, the extension worker should select the appropriate extension teaching method, have a suitable combination of the selected methods, and use them in proper sequence. First, let us see the selection of methods. The selection of teaching method is based on the following criteria. The first one is the audience, the individual and collective differences among them, and the size of the audience. The individual and collective differences. People vary greatly in their knowledge, attitude, skill, age, education, income level, social status, religious belief, etc. For instance, people with little or no education and low income may respond to personal visits and result demonstrations. The better educated and the more progressive elements of the population usually respond well to methods like group meetings and discussions, exhibits and written materials. Size of the audience. It is also a factor influencing the choice of extension methods. For instance, group discussion cannot be used effectively when the number of participants exceeds 30. Method demonstration can be used for a relatively small audience, while lecture meetings can be used for large audiences. The teaching objective. The extension worker should keep in mind that what type of change to bring from the audience. Change in the knowledge, skill or attitude. To get change only in thinking, we can use mass media. To get change in attitudes, we can arrange group discussion or work through village leaders. To get change in skill, use the method demonstration. The subject matter. When the new practice is simple or familiar, the news article or radio can be effectively used. Whereas complex or unfamiliar practices will require face-to-face contacts, written materials and audiovisual aids. The next is the stage of development of extension organization. In the initial stages of extension, result demonstrations will be necessary to gain confidence of farmers. But if extension work is already well established and the farmers have confidence in extension services, result demonstrations may not be necessary and local illustrations of adoption by village leaders will suffice. Size of extension staff. In relation to the size of extension clientele, the larger the number of extension workers, the greater is the scope for direct or personal contact method. Availability of certain communication media. Communication media such as newspapers, telephones, radio, etc. will also have a direct bearing on the extent to which these methods can be used. Relative cost of the method. The amount expended on extension teaching method in relation to the extent of practices change is also an important consideration in their selection and use. Then extension workers' familiarity with the extension teaching methods. The skill level of extension worker in the use of several extension teaching methods will also influence his choice and use of the methods. Now let us see the combination and using the methods in proper sequence. To answer our teaching needs, our extension plans of work must include methods that enable our farmers to see, hear and do the thing to be learned, enable us to reach large numbers of people and create confidence. For instance, a personal contact is made through an office call or farm visit, a leader is visited, a demonstration is established, a meeting is held to discuss the demonstration, the meeting is advertised by circular letters, a new story is written on the results of the demonstration as seen at the meeting. These happenings and results are broadcast over radio. Pictures are taken and a slide story is shown at a meeting. One method helps another and many of them are used in combination and sequence to repeat the story. Factors influencing selection of audiovisual aids. Audiovisual aids are used singly or in combination, taking into consideration of the factors like the teaching objective, the nature of subject matter, the size of audience, relative cost of the various aids, the nature of the audience, the teacher's skill and familiarity with the aids, the availability of the aids. Now let us see some of the audiovisual aids that are in common use. Models, mock-ups, specimens and objects. Model is essentially an imitation or replica of original, whether workable or not, and whether differing or not from original size. Example, cattle shed models. Mock-up differs from the model in that it is a functional device which alters the essential elements. Example, operating mock-up of cylinder and piston, mock-up of the house, etc. Specimens, real objects taken out of their natural settings. Example, specimens of intestinal worms and insects. Objects are pieces of reality or sample. Example, diseased part of a plant. Dramatized experience. It is participating in a reconstructed experience. Here the knowledge, education and understandings were conveyed through songs and ballads, dramas and dances, puppet shows and festivals. Exhibits, a planned display of models, specimens, charts, posters, etc. presented to the public. What is motion pictures? These are really a series of still pictures on a long strip of film. Each picture is flapped and rapid succession of still pictures gives an illusion of movements. Recording, sound can be recorded in three ways, in disc, tape and wire. Tape recorder is an audio equipment for recording sounds on magnetic tape by electromagnetic process. Still pictures. There are two categories, non-projected and projected. Under non-projected we have photographs. These are exact visual recordings of the thing. Illustrations are non-photographic reconstructions of reality. Example, drawings, paintings, etc. Projected, slides and film strips. Slides are transparent picture which is projected by focusing light through it from bulb. Film strip is a series of still photographs, diagrams, drawings or lettering on a strip of 35mm films. Let us see some other visual aids. Chalkboard. It is most universally used of all the teaching aids. It is not itself a visual material, but a vehicle for a variety of visual materials. Bulletin board. It is a simple, inexpensive device that can be placed either outdoors or indoors. A soft board that will hold pins or tacks is most suitable for displaying photographs, drawings, notices, posters, etc. Flannel graph. It is a visual teaching aid. Pieces of flannel felt or sandpaper having rough surfaces or nap will stick to another piece of flannel stretched on a film, flat surface, called a flannel board. When you attach piece of sandpaper to the back of pictures or photographs, letters, etc., to be stuck on the flannel board, it is called flannel graph. Flashcards. These are series of illustrated cards, which when flashed or presented in proper sequence, tells a complete story. Posters, an important visual aid, but like other aids, the poster is never used alone. It must be always a part of a campaign or teaching program. Charts. These are visual symbols for summarizing, comparing, contrasting or performing other services in explaining subject matter. In other words, they are used more conveniently for diagrammatic presentation of facts and ideas. The various types of charts are pull charts, flow or organization charts, time or table charts, tree charts or stream charts, overlay charts, line charts, triptych charts, bar charts, job charts, flap charts, pie charts, pictorial graphs, etc. Dust and mud sketching. In sand, dust, soil and mud, in which highly elective, inexpensive and readily available visual materials can be drawn using a pointed stick, a sharp stone or one's own finger. It is possible to illustrate many different ideas such as layouts for villages, poultry sheds and equipments. Now let us see the choice of the audiovisual aids. Audiovisual aids are just tools or aids or vehicle for transfer of ideas, technology or message. The success depends upon the selection of right type of audiovisual aids at the right way. There is no inherent magic in the visuals. They have to be used in support of a talk for highlighting the most salient feature in the talk to make the audience to understand and remember. They are only aids to verbal words of the communicator. Audiovisual aids are not necessary for each and every type of communication. For example, there are ideas simple enough that can be easily communicated through verbal words. Audiovisuals are therefore need to be used judiciously for subject matter that is beyond easy comprehension of the audience or out of their experience or abstract enough or complicated enough for their easy understanding. It is only then audience will have a sustained interest for learning through audiovisual aids. While planning for the use of audiovisual aids, the extension agent need to be selective in using the aids, taking into consideration different factors like audience, availability and cost of equipment, familiarity of extension agent with the equipment, facilities required for the use of the aids, subject matter, etc. Above all, it also depends upon the objective or purpose of the communication.